Will you please turn to Gospel of John?
啊，请我们打开约翰福音。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
We will read the first three verses.
我们要念头三节。
I will read it in English, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
啊，我用英文读，我的弟兄会用中文念。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also on me. In my Father's house there are many abodes. Were it not so, I had told you. For I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and shall prepare you a place,I am coming again, and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
The Book of Revelation.
啊，启示录。
Chapter 22.
第二十二章。
Verse 20.
啊，第二十节。
Revelation 22:20.
啊，启示录第二十二章。第二十节。
He that testifies these things say, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。Amen. 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
May we have a short word of prayer.
啊，我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here in thy presence,
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们来到你的同在的地方的时候，
our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心是满了感谢。
We thank thee for thy long suffering with us.
我们感谢你继续的向我们有慈悲有怜悯。
We thank thee for giving us another opportunity.
我们感谢你再给我们有一次的机会。
That we may be prepared for thy coming.
让我们能够准备好了，要等你再来。
Dear Lord, we commit this time into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们将这个时间交托在你的手上。
Thou art the only one who can use this time for thy glory.
那你可以用这个时间是为了你自己的荣耀。
Reveal thy mind to us.
将你自己的心思再一次启示给我们。
Open our understanding.
请你打开我们心里头的我们能够了解的能力。
And draw us unto yourself.
将我们自己再归向你自己。
We ask in thy precious name.
在主耶稣的名里我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for gathering us together this time.
我们感谢主，这一次他将我们再一次聚集在一起。
Every time God's people gather together,
每当神的子民在一起聚在一起的时候，
it is an expression of God's love towards us.
那就是神对我们的爱的一个表彰。
He wants us.To be ready for his return.
他要我们在他回来的时候是已经装备好的。
So we just look to the Lord.
所以我们只是单单的仰望主。
That he will use this time to prepare us for his imminent return.
他会用这段时间来准备我们为着他必定再来。
We remember when our Lord had his last supper. With his disciples.
我们知道主在他跟他的门徒在最后的晚餐的时候，
He revealed to them that he is leaving them.
他启示给门徒们说他要离开他们了。
And because of this, they were very sorrowful.
但因为这样子的缘故，他们就心里忧愁。
So our Lord comforted them.
所以我们的主安慰了他们。
He said, let not your heart be troubled.
他就告诉他们，你们的心不要忧愁。
Because I go to prepare a place for you.
因为我去是要准备一些地方给你们。
In my father's house, there are many abodes.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If not, then I tell you I'm prepare you a place.
若是没有，我就告诉你们，我要为你们预备这些住处。
And then,After I have prepared you a place,
那在我为你们准备好住处之后，
I will come back for you.
我会再回来接你。
That where I am, you shall be.
所以我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord has promised us that He will come back.
我们的主耶稣他应许我们，他会再回来。
But now we are in the 21st century.
但是现在我们已经到了二十一世纪。
For over 20 years, he has not come back.
在过去二十几年他还没有回来。
Why is it so?
为什么是这样呢？
Is it because he doesn't want to come back?
是因为他不想回来吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
He is anxious.To return.
他非常焦急地想要再回来。
The only reason is because of us.
唯一的原因呢，是因着我们。
He wants us to be prepared for his return.
他要我们在他回来的时候装备整齐。
Because he said he goes to prepare a place for you.
因为他告诉我们，他要去准备地方给你。
Now how will he prepare?This place for you.
他要如何预备这个地方呢？
He prepared us by his indwelling Holy Spirit in us.
他用他在我们里头内住的圣灵来预备准备我们。
Whether we obey the indwelt Holy Spirit,
我们是否顺着圣灵？
Whether we cooperate with the indwelt Holy Spirit.
我们是否跟我们内住的圣灵一起合作？
Whether we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
我们是否降服在圣灵之下？
But unfortunately,
但是非常不幸的，
because of our failure,
因为我们的失败，
the days are prolonged.
主回来的日子就在延长，
延迟了。 So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This morning we want to share together.
今天早上我们要一起来分享。
On the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
关于我们主耶稣第二次再来。
May I say?
容许我这么说。
That our Lord Jesus can come back any moment.
我们的主耶稣可以在任何时间回来。
He may come back now.
他可能现在就回来。
Now how good it will be.
那他如果现在回来是多么的好。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
He cannot come back for an unprepared bride.
他回来的时候不能面对一个还没有装备整齐的心腹。
I remember our dear brother Lance Lambert said,
我记得Lance Lambert 这个弟兄他有一次告诉我们，
Now he is with the Lord.
现在他已经被主接去了。
But when she said,
但是有一次他这样子说，
He said, Can our Lord Jesus marry a baby?
他问说，我们的主耶稣能够跟一个婴孩结婚吗？
Of course not.
当然不行。
So he is waiting that we may grow up to his maturity.
所以他就等待我们能够成长到我们成熟的时候。
That he may receive us unto him.At his bride.
他就能够接受我们像他接受心腹一样。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
There is no problem with the coming of our Lord Jesus.
啊，我们主耶稣的再来是没有问题的。
As a matter of fact,
其实
all the prophecies preceding his coming have been fulfilled.
主耶稣再来之前，所有的预言都已经应验了。
I remember after I was saved.
啊，我还记得在我得救之后。
I was a young man.
我是一个很年轻的。
And naturally, I was curious about his coming.
那当然，我也非常好奇关于主再来的事。
But what am I, was I looking for?
但是我所期盼的是什么呢？
I was looking for some prophecies to be fulfilled.
啊，我所期盼的就是有一些预言能够被成就。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
may I remind you?
啊，也许容许我提醒你们。
All the prophecies preceding his coming.Have been fulfilled.
所有关于主耶稣再来之前的预言，所有的都已经应验了。
Of course, there are still many prophecies to be fulfilled.
那当然也还有一些还没有成就的预言。
But all these prophecies are concerned with the time of his coming and afterwards.
但是这些预言呢，都是关于到他再来，还有他再来之后的情形。
So the next event.We will be looking for.
所以我们下一件所要看的事件
is his coming.
就是他的再来。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
how will he be coming?
他如何要再来呢？
Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
啊，我们能够再看使徒行传吗？
Acts chapter 1.
啊，使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
使徒行传第一章第十一节。
When our Lord left his disciples from the Mount of Olives,
当主耶稣在橄榄山上离开他的门徒们的时候，
they saw our Lord Jesus ascending from that mount.
他们在那个山上看到主耶稣升上天了。
So they look at him.
所以他们就看着他。
They saw him ascending.
他们看到主耶稣往上升。
Then the cloud took him.
然后就有一个云彩将他接走。
Of course, that cloud is still ascending.
啊，那当然，那个云彩也是继续往上升。
And the disciples were still looking.
那些门徒们呢，就继续看着。
They could not see the Lord Jesus.
他们没有办法再看见主耶稣。
But they were still looking.
但是他们还是在看着天。
Now, of course, we know he arrived in heaven.
那我们也晓得他已经到达了天上。
Now, how do we know?
我们如何知道呢？
Because it was proved on the day of Pentecost.
因为在五旬节的那一天呢，就证明给我们看。
It proved that he had been anointed after he ascended.
就告诉了我们，也证明了他在上升之后呢，他已经受了膏。
And the ointment came down from the head to the beard to the end of the skirt.
啊，那他这个膏油呢，就从他的头到他的胡须到他的脚都流遍了。
So that's why Pentecost happened.
所以五旬节的事情就发生了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，when they were still looking up.
当门徒们还在往上看的时候
，Two men in white appeared.
啊，有两个人身穿白衣，他们出现了。
Now we do not know who these two men were.
啊，我们并不晓得这两个人到底是谁。
Most likely, it was Moses and Elijah.
非常有可能是摩西跟以利亚。
And these two men in white said, "Men of Galilee."
那这两个穿着白衣的人呢，就说加利利人啊
，Why are you looking up？
你们为什么站着往天望
？Because this Jesus who has gone up，
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣
，He will return in like manner。
啊，他会同样的再来。
So brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，How will our Lord Jesus come back？
啊，我们的主耶稣要如何再一次回来？
He will come back in the same way that he left.
他要回来的时候呢，就跟他要他升天的时候是一样的。
When he left, there were two steps.
当他离开的时候呢，有两个步骤。
The first step is from an olive to the air.
第一个步骤呢，是从橄榄山到天到空中。
It was visible.
是可以看得见的。
And the second step.
那第二个步骤呢
？Was from the air to the throne.
那第二个步骤呢，就是从空中到了宝座。
That was invisible.
那个是看不见的。
So the way that our Lord Jesus went up.
所以当我们主如升天的时候
，was in two steps.
是有两个步骤的。
One step visible, another step invisible.
一个步骤是可见的，另外一个步骤是不能见的。
So when he returns,
所以当主耶稣再来的时候
，he will also be in two steps.
同样的也是两个步骤。
The first step will be invisible.
第一个步骤是我们无法看见的。
That is from the air, from the throne to the air.
那就是从宝座到了空中。
And the second step will be visible.
第二个部分呢是看得见的。
From the air.To Mount Olive.
就是从空中到橄榄山。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Indeed, in the way he will come back.
我们主他在回来的这件事情上。
Will be in these two steps.
也会有这两个步骤。
And these two steps are represented by two things.
那这两个步骤呢，就是用这两件事情来预表。
From the throne to the air, invisible.
从宝座到空中看不见的那部分。
He will come like a thief.
他会来到好像就是贼来一样。
Now, will any thief blow his trumpet and say, "I'm coming"?
如果有任何的贼要来，他会先吹号告诉你我现在要来了吗
？And when the thief comes, he will steal my garbage.
那贼来的时候，他会偷我的垃圾吗
？Now I believe we'll all welcome him to come every night.
那如果是这样子的话，我们每天都欢迎他贼来。
But when how would the thief come?
那这个贼他是怎么来的
？Strangely.
非常奇怪的。
He always know the time that you are unaware.
他总是知道在你不注意的时候。
And suddenly he came.
突然间他就来了。
And when you realize that he's gone already.
当你知道的时候呢，他已经离开了。
Now what will he steal?
那他所要偷的是什么东西呢
？Of course not your garbage.
当然不是你的垃圾。
Somehow he knows where your treasure is.
他总是知道你的那些宝藏藏在哪里。
Now the Bible said our Lord Jesus will come back like a thief.
圣经告诉我们，我们的主回来的时候好像贼一样。
You find that in Matthew chapter 24.
你在马太福音第二十四章可以看得到。
So when our Lord shall come back.
所以当我们主耶稣要回来的时候。
What will happen on earth?
在地上会有什么事情发生呢
？And this is what we are looking forward to.
那这也是我们每一个人所期望的。
In Matthew chapter 24,
在马太福音第二十四章
we are told,
我们知
道 the coming of the Lord is as the days of Noah.
他说主再来的时候就好像挪亚的日子。
Now the word coming here is parousia.
这要来的这个字呢叫做 parousia.
Those who really know Greek tells us.
那些知道希腊文的人告诉我们
parousia.
Parousia 这个字
does not refer to one period, one thing.
它并不是说的是一段时间或者是一个题目。
Parousia means a period of time including a series of events.
那 Parousia 这个字的意思呢，就是在一段的时间里头有一连串的事情发生了。
Now, parousia means presence.
那当然 ，parousia 这一个字呢，它的意思就是同在。
Our Lord is now absent.
我们的主现在是不在我们。
Now, of course, in spirit, he is here with us.
当然在灵里，他跟我们在这里是同在的。
But physically speaking, he is absent.
但是就是以实际来说，他是不在我们中间。
But thank God, one day he will be present.
但是感谢神，有一天他要再来与我们。
So, this is what parousia is.
这就是 parousia 那个字的意思。
It means presence.
它的意思就是同在。
But it includes, it is a series of events within a certain period of time.
同时它也包括在一段时间里头所发生一连串的事件。
That's the way the Lord will come.
这就是我们的主耶稣他如何再来。
Because you have to reverse the order.
因为你要将这个顺序颠倒。
So parousia includes these two periods.
所以这个 parousia 这个字呢是包含了两个时间。
From the throne to the air.
从宝座到空中
invisible
是我们看不见的
he will come like a thief
他来就好像是贼来
and then from the air to Mount Olive
那从空中到橄榄山上
he is visible
那是我们能够看见的
in Luke chapter 17
在路加福音第十七章
we are told that his coming is like lightning
啊，他告诉我们主来的时候好像闪电
the Lord said now do notListen to those who say, Lord is here or Lord is there.
所以主耶稣提醒我们不要听人家说主在这里或是主在那里。
But when the Lord shall come, he will come like a lightning.
但是当主他降临的时候好像闪电。
And the light will, lightning you will see from the east to the west.
那好像闪电从这一边直照到天的那一边。
And everybody will see it.
那每一个人都会看得见。
Now that is the second step of his coming.
这就是主耶稣再来的第二个步骤。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
what we are interested in,
我们所感兴趣的
and we should be attentive to,
那我们也需要注意的
is the first step of his return.
就是主耶稣他再来的时候的第一个阶段。
You know, when you sing hymns,
当你在唱诗歌的时候
About the coming of the Lord
特别关于主再来的诗歌
Now usually the hymn will say
通常这个诗歌会这样讲
The trumpet will sound
这个号要吹响
And then the Lord shall come
那主就要再来
Now whenever I sing such hymns
当我唱到这样的诗歌的时候
I think I say it is too late
我就对自己说那在那个时间已经太晚了
Because when our Lord shall first come
因为我们主耶稣再来的第一个阶段
He will come like a thief
他来的时候好像贼一样
So that's the reason why we should be ready at any moment
所以这就是为什么我们需要随时都准备好装备整齐
do we not thinkthat there will be some other signs we have to see before Christ shall return.
我们不应该想在基督没有回来之前还有其他的征兆。
He can come at any moment.
他能够他在任何时间都能够回来。
Thank God for that.
我们为着那个感谢神。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
if he should come like a thief,
如果他来的时候好像贼一样
Now what will happen?
那会发生什么事情?
In Matthew chapter 24,
在马太福音第二十四章,
it says,
他说,
As in the days of Noah, so is the coming of the Lord.
在就主耶稣再来的日子就好像挪亚的日子。
When Noah entered into the ark,
当挪亚进了方舟的时候,
then the flood came.
那这一个洪水就来了。
People are eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
人还是吃喝嫁娶。
Now what's wrong with that?
那这有什么错呢?
We need to eat.
我们需要吃。
And we need to marry.
我们需要嫁娶。
But these are not the purpose of our life.
但这些事情并不是我们生命的意义。
When you make these as life's purpose, then something is very wrong.
当你将这件事情当作是你人生目标的时候，那就有很错的问题了。
And when Noah entered into the ark,
当挪亚进了方舟之后
，the flood came, suddenly come.
啊，洪水突然间就来了。
And then the Lord Jesus said.
那主耶稣就说
，When two women are grinding the mill.
两个女人在推磨。
That's in the morning.
这个是在早上的时候。
Suddenly, one is taken, and one is left.
突然间取去一个，撇下一个。
When two men are working in the field,
当两个人在田里
that is the daytime,
那是在早上的时候
suddenly one is taken and one is left,
突然间取去一个撇下一个
and Luke 17 said,
在路加福音第十七章告诉我们
when two men are sleeping,
当两个人在睡觉的时候
one is taken and one is left,
取去一个留下一个
I often tell people,
我常常告诉人
Do not be afraid to go to sleep.
不要害怕去睡觉。
You know, some people, they lay down their works.
当有一些人他们放下了工作之后
they went to the wilderness.
他们去了荒郊野外的地方
to wait for the coming of the Lord.
就是为了要等主耶稣再来。
And the Lord didn't come.
但是主耶稣并没有来。
So, if tonight, go to bed.
今天晚上你就好好睡觉。
Have a good night's rest.
要好好的休息。
Even if you are in deep sleep.
就算你在深睡的时候。
The Lord knows who you are.
主耶稣知道你是谁。
He will take you if you are ready.
如果你已经准备好了，他就会取去你。
And do not lay down your works.
那也不要放弃你的工作。
Continue to work.
继续工作。
Because while you're working, he will take you.
因为当你还在工作的时候，主会取去你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Bible does not tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们。
Why one is taken and one is left?
为什么有一个取去，一个撇下
？But we know.
但是我们知道
，That one that is taken is one who is ready.
被取去的那一个呢，是已经准备好了。
And the one that is left is because he is not ready.
被撇下的那一个呢，是因为他还没有准备好。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
the next event we will be looking for.
我们下一件所期望的事情
Suddenly, all over the world.
突然间在整个世界
some people disappeared.
有一些人突然不见了。
Now you know, when the Lord said, two are grinding,
你就知道当主耶稣说两个女人推磨
and two are working in the field,
两个人在田里
and two are sleeping,
两个人在床上
Now he doesn't mean there will be six people,
他并不是说只有六个人
He means only two people.
他只说的是两个人。
But because the earth is round.
但是因为这个地球是圆的。
So in some place it's in the early morning.
在有一些地方可能是早晨。
有的 in some place it is noon time.
同时在一些地方呢是在中午的时间。
And in other place on the earth it is night.
那同时在另外地球的另外一边可能是夜晚。
So you find only two here.
所以你在这里看到只有两个。
They represent the Christians who are still living at the time of the coming of the Lord.
那就代表了这些当主回来的时候还在地上的基督徒。
You know, from the first century onward,
你知道从第一世纪到现在
those who love the Lord have been waiting for the coming of the Lord.
那些爱主的人已经在等待主耶稣再来。
Especially during the second and the third centuries.
特别是在第二跟第三世纪。
When Christianity was under great trouble.
当基督教是被逼迫的时候。
People, Christians, greet themselves by saying, "The Lord is coming."
那基督徒他们就会互相问安，他们问安的内容就是。主耶稣要再来。
Because they were waiting for the Lord's return.
因为他们在期盼主耶稣再来。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
It is the long suffering of God.
这是神他万般的忍耐。
We do not know how much our Lord suffered.
我们不晓得我们的主他已经受多少苦了。
It is because his church is not ready.
这就是因为他的教会还没有准备好。
He is waiting.
他在等待。
Have you seen in a marriage?
你有在任何的婚礼上看到
that the bride is waiting for the bridegroom?
你有看到任何的婚礼上新娘是等新郎的吗？
So far as I know,
据我所知
usually you find the bridegroom is already there.
你常常会看到呢，新郎已经在那里等。
And he's walking here and there very anxious.
那他就到处在走啊，非常的焦急。
Waiting for his bride.
要等他的新娘。
But somehow his bride is delayed and delayed.
但是那个新娘迟迟他还不出来。
Now that's what you usually see.
那就是通常你所看到的。
All that I know.
我所知道的。
There is only one person.
只有一个人。
When the bride waited for the bridegroom.
就是这个新娘在等新郎。
That was Hudson Taylor's great-grandfather.
那个是这个戴德森的曾祖父。
Now Hudson Taylor's great-grandfather.
戴德森的曾祖父。
He was a young man at that time.
在那时候他是一个很年轻的人。
And of course his wife-to-be was also young.
那当然他要娶的那位太太呢也是非常年轻。
They were so-called Christians.
他们就是所谓的基督徒。
But they live dancing and do all these things.
但是他们去跳舞去做很多的事情。
But on the day that they were to be married.
那在他们要结婚的当天。
Hudson Taylor's great-grandfather.
戴德森的曾祖父。
He got up in the morning.
他早晨起来了。
He suddenly realized.
突然他知道了解了。
Now I'm going to be married today.
今天我要结婚了。
This is a great responsibility.
这是一个非常大的责任。
So he went to the field to pray.
所以他就到了外面去祷告。
And he prayed and prayed and prayed.
他就一直祷告再祷告再祷告。
He forgot the time.
他忘记了时间。
When he woke up,
当他知道时间之后，
It was already the time of his wedding.
那就是他结婚的时间已经到了。
So he ran to the church building.
所以他就跑到了那个聚会的地方。
And now surely his bride and all the people were there waiting.
那个在教堂里头呢，他的新娘跟所有的人都在等他。
They wonder where the bridegroom is.
那他们大家都在想这个新郎到底去了哪里。
So.That's the way he was married.
那就是他结婚的时候的情形。
And at night,
那在晚上
he told his new wife,
他就告诉他的新娘
we must kneel down and pray.
我们需要跪下来祷告。
His wife was wondered,
那他的太太就觉得
now, what were you doing?
为什么你要这样做？
So, Hudson Taylor's great-grandfather forced his wife, new wife,to kneel down with him.
那这个戴德森的曾祖父呢就强迫他的太太跟他一起跪下。
And the new wife said, I did not know that I married a Methodist.
那这个他的太太呢就说我不晓得我原来是跟一个这个美兰会的人结婚了，美以美会的人结婚。
But anyway,
但是无论如何
this couple was used by God.
这对夫妇是蒙神所使用的。
Four generations from him to Hudson Taylor served the Lord.
四代的人从戴德森的曾祖父到了戴德森。
And we know from Hudson Taylor onward, four generations serving the Lord.
那我们也知道，从戴德森开始之后的四代，他们也是服侍神的。
It is all because.What happened to the great-grandfather?
那这都是因为那个曾祖父他的原因。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
usually we know that the bride will come late.
我们知道新娘会迟到的。
And the bridegroom will be anxiously waiting there.
那新郎就会非常焦急的等待。
And this is exactly what happened with us.
那这也是如何会发生在我们中间，我们身上。
Now why is it that one is taken and one is left?
啊，为什么一个人被取去，一个人却被撇下呢？
Oh, will we say the number of the church is 12?
啊，在这个在这教会的数字是十二。
Now why is it you have only two?
为什么只有两个？
Where are the 10?
那十个呢？
Now if you read your Bible,
如果你念你的圣经。
In Matthew chapter 25,
在马太福音第十章第二十四章。
You find 10 virgins.
啊，在马太福音第二十五章，你就会看到那十个童女。
And these 10 virgins were divided into two parts.
那这十个童女呢，就被分成了两个部分。
Five foolish and five wise.
啊，五个呢是聪明的童女，另外五个是愚拙的童女。
So, 10 plus 2 is 12.
所以十个加两个就是十二个。
That's the number of the church.
那就是教会的数字。
The 10 virgins represent Christians. Who have died throughout the century.
这十个童女的比喻呢，就是预表了所有已经死去的基督徒。
But they will be resurrected.
但是他们会再复活。
To meet the Lord in the air.
在空中跟主相见。
But they will be raptured to the air.
但是他们会被提到空中。
As you find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
就好像你在提撒罗尼迦前书第四章所看见的。
But the two will be, one will be raptured before the great tribulation.
但是这两个人呢，有一个人会在大灾难之前就被提。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
How important it is.
这是多么的重要。
That we are now living at the verge of the coming of the Lord.
我们就现在就活在主耶稣要再来的末端。
I think in the heart of God's people.
我想在神子民的心里。
If you love the Lord.
如果你爱主的话。
Somehow you have the sense.
你一定会有这样的感觉。
You may be privileged to be raptured alive.
你可能会活生生的就被提。
And that will be a great privilege.
那这是一个非常大的一个荣幸。
And that is what we are looking for.
那也就是我们所期望的。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
What are we looking for today?
我们今天所期望的是什么?
We are looking forward to be raptured alive.
我们想要被活着的时候就被主被提。
But how we should be ready for the Lord.
那我们要如何装备，让我们自己是能够装备好的呢？
May we ask ourselves.
也许我们问我们自己。
Am I ready if the Lord should come back today?
如果主耶稣今天就再来的话，我已经准备了。
Or should we like the wicked servant?
或者是我们像那个恶的仆人。
The Lord delayed his return.
啊，主耶稣他迟延了。
He is hoping the Lord will delay his return.
他其实这个恶的仆人是希望主能够迟延。
Then the Lord suddenly came.
那突然间主耶稣来了。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We have a great privilege.
我们有多么大的一个荣誉。
There is the possibility.
有这样的可能性。
That we may be raptured alive.
我们可能是在活着的时候就被主。
And that will be the next event in the world.
那这就是世界的下一个大的事件。
Now these people who were raptured alive, they were raptured to the throne.
这些人他们还活着的时候就被提，是被提到主的宝座。
They went through the air to reach the throne.
他们经过空中到了宝座。
Now we know that air is where Satan had his headquarters.
那我们知道啊，在空中呢，就是撒旦他所掌权的总部。
So it shows that these people have overcome Satan while they were alive.
那就告诉我们，这些基督徒他们还活着的时候呢，就已经胜过撒旦。
They are like the son that was born out of the travailing mother.
那就是好像一个男婴孩啊，在母亲里头被生出来。
In Revelation chapter 12.
在启示录第十二章。
As soon as he is born.
当这个男婴孩他生出来之后。
He is raptured to the throne.
他就被提到了宝座。
Satan is waiting to swallow him.
啊，撒旦在等着要吞吃他。
Because he knows that this will be his end.
因为撒旦知道这就是他结束的时候了。
But thank God that young boy, as soon as he was born, he was raptured to the throne.
但是感谢神，当这个男孩子被生出来的时候，他就直接被提到宝座。
They were overcomers at the last age.
他们就是在末世时候的得胜者。
They overcome Satan.
他们胜过，得胜过了撒旦。
By the blood of the Lamb.
是借着羔羊的宝血。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We will never outgrow the blood of the Lamb.
我们永远不能够成长超过羔羊的血。
The more you are close to the Lord.
你如果与主越接近。
The more you realize you need a cleansing of his precious blood.
你就更觉得你需要他宝血的洁净。
So they overcome Satan by the blood of the Lord.
所以他们是借着羔羊的宝血胜过撒旦。
It doesn't mean that they are perfect.
那并不代表他们是完全人。
But they repent. And they claim the blood of the Lord.
但是他们悔改，他们也取用神的宝血。
So that they can have communion with God hour by hour.
所以他们在每时每刻都能够与主相交。
And they overcame Satan.
他们也胜过了撒旦。
By the word of their testimony.
是借着他们的见证。
They have a testimony to give.
我们有一个见证是我们需要给出去的。
The testimony of Jesus.
那就是耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Jesus is their life.
耶稣的见证就是他们的生命。
Therefore, when they speak it out, there is power.
所以当他们说出来的时候，是带着能力。
And they love not their lives even to death.
他们不爱他们自己的生命，甚至到死亡。
The word life there is our soul life.
那个生命呢，所指的是我们的魂生命。
In other words, they do not love their soul life.
那也就是说，他们并不喜爱他们自己的魂生命。
They are willing to give themselves up to the Lord.
他们愿意将自己的魂生命献出来给神。
And let the Lord live out through them.
那主就能够经由他们活出来。
And that's the way they overcame the Satan.
那这个就是他们如何胜过撒旦。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we are now living at a very important time.
我们现在所活在的时代是非常重要的。
The Lord may come at any moment.
我们的主耶稣可能在每一刻，任何一刻能够回来。
So the question,
所以这个问题
that we have to answer,
我们需要回答的这个问题，
are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
If the Lord should come today,
如果主耶稣今天来，
where will you be?
你会在哪里？
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
所以愿主继续给我们有怜悯，
that we as a people will be ready for our Lord Jesus.
所以我们是神的子民，当他再来的时候，我们能够装备整齐。
Shall we pray?
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, when we are thinking of thy coming,
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们在想到你再来的时候，
our hearts to jump for joy.
我们的心又满了喜乐。
Oh Lord, how good it is if we should see thee now.
主啊，如果我们现在就能够看见你是多么的好。
And be with thee forever.
跟你永远的在一起。
So may the prepare each and every one of us.
所以愿你准备我们每一个人。
That if thou shalt come, none will be left behind.
当你再来的时候，我们没有一个人被撇下。
Teach us how to press on towards the goal.
教导我们如何向着标杆直跑。
And be faithful unto thyself.
那对你是信实的。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们在你的宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.